Here I am today with another Natter That Matters, because of course all conversations count and some of them are deeper than others. And today I have the fabulous Nikki Marshall from Deep Structure NLP practitioner and coach. And I know she's one of those because I trained her. Haven't we had an amazing time, Nikki? Welcome.
Well, thank you. Absolutely fabulous. Totally life-changing is all I can say.
It is, it has been, and I've watched it. So sometimes I have guests on and I don't know them that well, and they tell me about their story and their journey, and I think, oh, it's just fascinating and I don't know it, whereas yours I've been quite involved in. So I know it, but no one else does. So where did you start from? Like, what's your kind of background? How did you decide to be a coach?
Okay. Well, 3 years ago, I'd never have thought I'd have been doing this now, for a start. My history is 28 years in local government for my sins, that I realise now messed my head up totally. 26 years as a reflexologist and complementary therapist, not one after the other. They did overlap. I'm not quite that old. And then I came across, I think it was lockdown, the start of lockdown, and I went looking for something because I couldn't work for 9 months out of 12 with the reflex, and I was getting a little bit, I'm not really enjoying this even then. Oh, I want more. And also I could only have so much impact. I couldn't have the impact I wanted to, because I could only, however busy I was, it was only me, and I only had enough time. Hours in the day for X number of treatments. So I could never do anything that significant. And actually, it wasn't until I gave up the reflex, which I'll get to in a minute, that I actually realized how much my clients appreciated what I did. But anyway, that's another story. And hasn't changed my mind, even though I've been asked to start again. So lockdown came, and for the first time ever, I invested in myself and did something for myself. So my main message is, you can change if you want to change, because I've done it, living proof. So I started working on myself, and Viv will tell you, she's seen the story. And I think for at least the first 6 months, any time I was on anything that Viv did, all I did was cry. You weren't even talking to me, were you? And that's the power of group work. That's another issue. That's another thing. But it was, yeah, I just basically cried. There was a lot of stuff there that needed working out. And then Viv mentioned about the practitioner's course, and that straight up is picked up. And yeah, I just love it. I love the impact that I can have. I love seeing, and I say people because it's mainly ladies that I work with, and mainly ladies who have been where I've been, and just seeing the light bulb moments and seeing the realizations. And I think I've always had the empathy with whatever I've done. I've always had empathy, and you know, the family say to me, oh, stop making excuses for them, you know, but I'll see things from both sides anyway, apart from when it used to be, you know, never saw it from both sides then, but I can for everybody else. And I was always the person, even in the office, always the person that everybody came to for everything. So there was obviously some, there were transferable skills from that that I didn't even realise I'd got and was using. So that's where we are now. When did I get my certification? Last November, didn't I? Last November. So there we are. I think that's
you've very kindly been helping me with the last cohort of coaches who are literally they're about to qualify. So that's been joyful, because if you're anything like me, it doesn't matter how often you revisit things, you still learn, you still go. I know after I qualified, so I've been qualified now since 2015, like at the top, so as a trainer, so I've been doing NLP a lot longer, but and for a long time, I even went for 2 years, I went to Turkey where my NLP trainers were and helped them with their trainer's qualification, so I could help, because you can never learn too much. Every time I went, I'd learn something new. I'd think, oh yeah, could say it like that, that person didn't understand that. Or, and of course you get developed yourself, don't you? So it's great when you're doing these things, because they're always wanting somebody to practice on, so you get coached as well. I'll never have to pay for another coach again myself, so it's all good. Somebody accused me of doing that's why I'm training coaches now, so that I never have to get another coach. I'm like, yeah, absolutely. True story. So yeah, it's been joyful. So what kind of things are you helping people with now, Nikki? What's your thing?
A lot of it is self-belief and self-worth. And it is transpiring to be a lot of things that have been there from, well, we know limiting beliefs are formed usually in childhood. It's usually the first, or it's the worst along the way. So a lot of it is from when they were younger. I mean, I've had some, one of my practice ones was actually, I mean, I've had some fantastic ones, but one of my practice ones was one that I really remember. And she was, and that was a, they were 15 minute practice sessions when I was doing them. And I didn't record this one for my training because it was in person. And it was, no, I know, it was the one I needed. And we were there for just over half an hour. And she's still, and where are we going back to? So we're going back to last, well over 12 months now. 12,
must have been 14, now, yeah, must have been around, yeah, now.
12, 14 months ago. And she still messaged me to tell me that, you know, she's, and that, sorry, I was going to say what it was. That was, she'd suffered a breakdown. She was very, very anxious, didn't want to go in the car anywhere, didn't want to, but didn't want to go anywhere because she didn't want to go in the car. And it was a shame because it was a couple and they've got a lovely little dog, as much as I'm not a dog person myself. Their dog is gorgeous. And they could get out and about and she just wasn't going out. And I think COVID had affected her with her health as well. And it boiled down, and she'd even forgotten what happened. It boiled down to a car accident that she'd had when an ex-boyfriend was driving when she was 17. And she, I think she's about 51, 52 now, or last year was 50-ish. And she couldn't even remember that she'd had the accident if you asked her. Whereas I had the experience myself that we worked through when I was training, where I could vividly remember the accident. I was really associated in.
In case anybody's listening doesn't understand, sometimes the unconscious, or very often the unconscious, has all the memories, but the conscious can't recall that memory. So consequently, you won't even remember some of the stuff. And it sounds like your lady didn't remember any of it, whereas you did have that kind of trigger. See, people don't understand that they don't always have to have a trigger that they're conscious of. It can be an unconscious trigger. Why? That's why you do the deep structure work. And that's why I teach you to do that. That's why I do it as well, because you don't always know. Yeah, and then you could be asking yourself all these questions, but you don't really know what that is. So she didn't have a clue then,
but and she didn't. And the following day, I mean, I'm based in Plymouth, and the following day she messaged to say she'd just been to Totnes, which is like 40 minutes away, and had a fantastic day. And even now, you know, she always lets me know when she's been somewhere. And that, I think it's because you always say I shouldn't say that, you always say you remember your first, don't you? It was sort of along those lines, because it was just so and the difference that has made to her life, and to think that half an hour, and that's made a difference, you know. Some and other things may crop up. I describe it as like layers of an onion, that, you know, you'll peel away one layer, and then a little while later the conscious subconscious will be doing its work and something else will crop up. So, you know,
we'll always have a job, Nikki. People always need someone to talk to. You know, artificial intelligence can only do so much. I'm pretty sure of that. But yeah,
I haven't known that yet. Get to the subconscious, definitely not.
No. I mean, who knows what's in the future? But we'll ride with it, I'm sure. So really exciting times for you, and it's been beautiful. Do you know? And as your trainer, it's been beautiful to watch people giving you feedback, and I'm just sitting there going, "Oh, like that wouldn't exist." if I hadn't got out of my own way and created the program, because it took me quite a long time to do so. It was pretty full on creating, you know, I wanted to be the best in class program and create best in class coaches, and, you know, it'd be really intensive and get everybody get what they need. And so it took me quite a long time. You know, I qualified 8 years ago, so, and it only launched last year. So yeah, I wanted to be absolutely certain of everything. So
now that's interesting. That's interesting that you say that, though, because I did do a couple of day things NLP like courses a few years ago, and I wasn't comfortable with the person that was doing it, and my gut is usually right. My gut's normally right. We all know that anyway, don't we? You know, you listen, you know, if it feels right, it's right. If it feels wrong, it's wrong. But I found it fascinating, but there's something not right. And then he trained somebody else up, and I had bad vibes with it, the person he was training. I thought, I don't want. And then sort of forgot about it for a while. And then we met.
Networking, wasn't it?
When we did, yeah, during networking during lockdown, because we're far different ends of the country anyway. So
so you work with people one-to-one, and you run kind of in-person circles, don't you? And what else? What's going on for you?
I offer one-to-one, both in person and on Zoom. I also have a deeper connection journey, is what I call it, which is a 5-week program. So, and that at the moment is in person. I've got another one coming up in October, I think, where we work through all areas of life, and it's an hour and a half on an evening for 5 evenings a week. No, 5 evenings of them. Oh, 5 evenings a week. Once a week for 5 weeks.
I know what you meant.
Oh,
that'd be a powerful course, wouldn't it?
But no, yeah, that would.
I've run those before. Yeah,
that would be. Cool. Yeah, it just helps. It gives the brain time to deal with what you've done the week before. I also do some self-worth workshops where we do some deep structure work, and then we have a bit of fun in the afternoon with some other bits and pieces. And I am just about to publish my deeper connection journal, so you can do the work yourself at home, and that is under review as we speak.
I know, but old Amazon, come on Amazon, yeah. You can do it. Very yeah. Exciting. And what's your big plan then? So what is the dream? What is the goal? What do you want to achieve in life?
To help as many people as I can, and while accepting that not everybody can be helped, not everybody is ready to be helped. That's yes. That's been a challenge for me. Is, you know, and I have known that from Reflex, but yeah, not everybody's ready to change. So have as big an impact as I can, at the same time as enjoying life myself as well. So I can, you know, being able to do it in person is fantastic, and running the groups in person, but this internet thing is so fabulous, because, you know, if I need to be able to take my laptop down to Cornwall and work from Cornwall, as long as I can get signal, then I can do that. So that's, you know, the flexibility, whereas with the feet, I can't. They're here, they're stuck here, I can't do anything about it, you know? I can't magically do
you
that.
Need to have the feet. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's so my idea is having the impact I can, and then when I'm in a position to do so, I would like to do some volunteering groups, set up some volunteering groups. We've got a local hospice, and if I could go in and do the self-worth workshops, even just for the staff, because of what they go through there, then that would be where I aim to get.
Lovely. Sounds fun. So it sounds like we're going to have a lovely, lovely time. And I look forward to being part of that, of course, because you're part of my She Coaches circle. So I shall be watching that and supporting that from every angle. And how can people get hold of you if they want to do some work or understand a bit more, or use it. Because, you know, the thing with coaching is what everybody doesn't understand is there is a coach for everybody, but not everybody is the coach for them. And the trouble is a lot of people reach out to people because there's great marketing or because there's a great promise, when it's the feel that's got to be right. So, you know, some people would love to come for coaching with you because you would be right for them, same as they do with me or with whoever else. So how can they start that journey with you? Is there a call or something they can have?
Yeah, I offer I've got a website, and I suppose you'll be able to put the link in somewhere. So I offer a connection call, 15-minute call, where we can decide. There's no obligation, and we can decide if we're right for each other. For the reasons you've just mentioned, there is the journal that will be out soon. But it says not for resale because that's the proof copy. And yeah, the website's got all the information on there, but always happy to have a chat. And I, you know, I wouldn't want anybody committing if it wasn't right for them either. And I will say it's not right for you if I feel that it's not right. But you know, if you're ready to change, I'd love to help.
There you go. Can't say it better than that, Nikki says. If you're ready to change, she would love to help you. I've absolutely loved helping you. And because you were ready to change, and you knew you were ready to change, though some people are not too sure. So thank you for being there with your energy and your calmness and your space holding and your gentle nature, quite different to mine, which is right, let's get this shit sorted, so that people can then kind of be nurtured into that level of change. So I absolutely love having you in my world, and I'm sure whoever comes and works with you will also feel the same. And get in touch with Nikki if you want to have a call with her. And I look forward to having you on again. We'll see where we're going with it all. When the journal's out, maybe there'll be a second one. Who knows? Who knows where
that's
you'll be?
That's the plan.
Thanks for being here, Nikki.
Thank you very much.